when this life comes to an end, I won't be in the ground. I never felt more alive. I grabbed a gun and ran into a bank. Grabbed the loot and ran out back, but the cops had stopped my tracks. My heart, well, it sank. Never take me out alive, I yelled to their surprise. 'Cause when the bullets started to fly, round and round. When this life comes to an end, I won't be in the ground. Ever since I shot my wife, when I caught her with another man, buried her right out back. When the cops found my tracks, I called them, so I ran. Never take me out alive, I yelled to their surprise. It's when the bullets started to fly. Jethro came to visit me at my cell. He told me of a brand new life and a man who sacrificed for my place in hell. Never take you out alive, he yelled to my surprise. It's when the scales fell from my eyes, I've been up.
This is Cheryl Castile, and welcome to The Exchange. Nothing like starting the hour off with some good live music. My guests in the studios are three of the members of the Onlys, and we have who you just heard on accompanying vocals and fiddle is Miss Fawn Larson. On guitar and lead vocals, we had Will Harrison, and back playing the brushes on the snare was Luke Andrus. So welcome, you guys.
Hi.
Yeah, it's good to have you here today. Okay, I have to ask, curious about the name of the band. Who can give me the history on the name?
Well, I guess I can do that. That's a common question. People never know how to pronounce it.
Yeah.
It's the Onlys, and we sort of got it because I'm an only child. Will, he's
an only son.
He's an only son. And we were just sort of talking one day about a lot of common band names are just like the plural of a word. And we just thought of it, and we said it had a good ring to it. But
it's kind of a contradiction as well, because you can't have more than one only. So it's kind of funny.
Yeah. To do, so it has nothing to do with Star Trek.
Well.
Glad you brought that up, actually. I'm a big Star Trek fan.
See, I am too.
Good. Ooh, yeah.
Yeah.
For all of you who can't see it, we're actually, doing the Live Long and Prosper right now. Yeah.
We didn't know
about that till after we started watching the series, the original series, and then it just reinforced that's what we're destined to be forever.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, now you all are pretty young, but I'm of the age where I watched that original series growing up, and still I have a lot of the compilation DVDs.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so there you go.
Nice.
There was even a book about it, I believe. Yeah, the Onlys.
Yes, and that was one of the youngins on there.
I think we should write a song about that episode.
No, you should. And then you never know where that may lead.
Who knows?
For that.
Yeah, it could have been on the new movie soundtrack.
See, and there probably will be another one.
I hope so.
So keep that in mind. So. So there we go, the name. Because I always have been curious about that. And then the member who's not here, Gary Newman.
Yep. Right.
I mean, because Gary Newman is just a musical legend around here. Mm-hmm. And how did he get involved? Because there is some age difference with you. And no offense, Gary, if you're listening.
No, he likes to
only
bring that
slight.
Up sometimes.
Yeah, because 5-10 years
ago. Yeah, that's right. But I'm in his generation. So, but how did Gary get connected with you folks?
Well, as you may know, I play with Gary in another band, Rio Luminoso.
And that's also with Philip Gould.
With Philip Gould
accordion.
And Peter Beard, Jeff George and Nathan Rabelais. But Will and I started out as a duo. That's how we've been playing.
Okay.
Not sure if you knew that. But we just recently added Gary and Luke. And so we were thinking, we love upright bass. And we said, who do we know?
So let's go get the best.
Right.
That's how it turned out. And actually, Gary, I didn't even, at first I didn't even think, because I know he is so busy with so many projects, and I mean, he's amazing. He plays with lots of people.
Yeah.
But we asked him, and he liked the music a lot. So it worked out for the best.
Very nice. Yeah, that's a great person to have in this
band.
Yeah,
I wish he could be here today. He adds so much to the music, as does Luke.
And then let's talk about the connection with Luke.
Well, I've known Luke for years, but we went to see his band, The Blue University, at The Shed, and he jumped on the drums for a couple of songs, and I was like, man, I forgot how good Luke is. I was like, we need to ask him if he wants to play drums.
And, I sang for that band, but I'm a drummer at heart. That's what I love to do. That's what I've been doing for...
As a kid?
15 years. Well, since I was about 14, I started playing. And I grew up, my dad is an excellent drummer and guitarist, and all of my brothers are very good drummers. And if you're listening, there's your plug.
Do they play in bands?
Well, my dad plays at his church
in Eunice, where
we're from. And my brothers aren't playing in any bands right now, but my father leads worship at their church. So he's still really active, and I just try to play when I can.
So at, would you say, age 14?
Age 14.
What was it about the drums that grabbed you?
Well, we had them at home, and really, that was it. I didn't really fall in love with drums until I was about 22.
Okay.
Because we had to have this drummer for the youth band, and I was like, well, I have a drum kit because my dad plays, so I started playing, and my other friends wanted to play the guitar and bass, so I was like, well, that's out. So I chose to play the drums, and we became a pretty good band and pretty popular. And it wasn't until after I kind of graduated from that era, when they were making me to play drums, I didn't enjoy it as much. But when I, grew older, I fell in love with the instrument. And
did singing come after that, or was singing first?
Singing came way later, like 2 years ago.
Okay.
Later. We were actually, my friend and I were drinking some scotch, and he started playing some blues music. And I started, doing this freestyle blues song or something. and he was like, hey, you sing good. And I'm like, no, I just sing in the car. And he's like, no, it works. So we started this band, The Blue University, and we kind of just play every once in a while. We don't play often.
Yeah, but so. That's how the voice came in for you.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, we're hoping he'll do some backup vocals with
yeah.
us.
Yeah, there yeah, you go. That'd be great.
Now, how long have you been in this band?
Not very long.
4 months, maybe.
4 months.
Four
okay.
months. Yeah.
All
and
right.
like I said, you know, I've always loved Will and Fawn's music, and my wife is like a big fan of them, and like Fawn, she got the CD and she was like obsessed with it. And so when they asked me to play, I was like, oh, that's great, because my wife is your biggest fan.
Yeah, there you go, yeah. So. No problem getting out to do gigs.
Right.
Yeah, right.
Right.
Yeah. Well, and Fawn, I mean, I guess the first time I became aware of you was through Bluegrass Jams.
Yeah, that's
I mean,
right.
that's the first time that, and at you were quite right. a bit younger then.
Yeah,
I mean, that was quite a few years ago.
I've been going to jams for a while. I started out at Mitch Reed's place. And then I got into the Cité Bluegrass Jam, and that was a while back.
And what was your first instrument fiddle?
My first instrument was harmonica, actually.
Okay,
yeah, but diatonic harmonica. You know, when I was 6 years old, my dad got me a little blues That's band, right. and we started.
Does your dad, Mark, does he play harmonica?
He does,
right?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah. And I think he's listening. So if you're listening, here's your shout out.
Yeah, yeah.
My mom's listening.
Get the parents
too.
In there.
Yeah. But yeah, he plays. He's a great player. He does. He plays a lot of bluegrass and bluesy sort of stuff.
Well, I mean, at six with harmonica, do you remember? Was it just a toy to play with, or did you do you remember having the thought of playing?
This is a real instrument.
Yeah.
I don't know if I mean, when I was that young, it was probably just a fun activity that my dad and I shared together.
Okay.
But it didn't take me very long to start getting more serious about it because. I kept doing it. I loved to play, and I would love learning new songs. And I remember, you know, when I was a little bit older, staying in my room for hours learning. By that time, I was playing chromatic harmonica, and I was, learning these complicated classical and Celtic songs on the harmonica.
Wow. And this
yeah,
is
who does that?
Well, you, and thank goodness, huh?
I do that.
But, you know, so we're looking at maybe 12, 13, 14
by
at that
time,
point?
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. I don't know if you've ever heard of Larry Logan. He's passed now, but he was this amazing world-known classical harmonicist, and I saw him in concert.
Harmonicist.
Right.
I think that's the first time in my life I've said that word.
All right. People say it differently. Hopefully I'm saying it the right way.
Only the legitimate harmonica players say
right.
know how to say harmonicist.
Right.
I like that. All right.
But after I saw
how did
him.
You find, how did you saw him in real life?
Yeah, in real life at the Hyman Center.
Ah.
He came, and my dad saw like a poster or something, and we didn't really expect him to be as amazing as he was.
Yeah.
Because when you think of harmonica, often people don't know how good you can be on it.
That's right.
And he blew me out of the water. And
her family's kind of harmonica nerds. They go to all the conventions and everything.
Going back to the Star Trek thing, you know, like... like Star Trek conventions, they have harmonica conventions that you can get pretty hard, pretty hardcore.
How many harmonicas do you own?
Oh gosh, I don't even know. I've lost more than I can.
So that
I can
many.
Honestly
wow.
say more than I can count. But some of them, you know, have reeds blown out, or they're just.
She went too hard on them.
And now, can you get them prepared?
You can.
Prepared.
Yeah. Prepared.
I mean,
prepared. Yeah. In fact, I could probably do it myself. I don't. Really do that, but I've sent them off to different people to get repaired, especially these. I remember when I first started playing the chromatic Hohner chromatic harmonicas, they were like $60, and now they've gotten up to like $120, practically doubled.
So are there harmonica makers, you know, like there are, I mean, not a big company, but like there are accordion makers, or you know what I mean, just like a mom and pop harmonica?
Handmade.
Yeah, I was curious about it. I've never heard of that.
I've never heard of it either.
Huh.
I'm sure there is somewhere.
Yeah, seek that out in your next.
I will. Next time we come on the air with you, I'll
find
give you
out who's making those. Yeah, no, but I just, as you were talking, you know, it's such a specialty instrument that you wonder sometimes, is there mom and pop, you know, somebody out there who's
Actually, I've never heard
into
of
doing
that.
Them?
I've never heard of such a thing. It's a good question.
And then, so that was your first instrument.
Yeah, and then I started playing fiddle when I was in high school, about 15. So that means I've been playing.
Because why? Why did you pick up a fiddle?
I just wanted to. I just thought it was time for a new instrument. By that time, I've been playing harmonica for over, you know, 10 years. And I guess I wanted to branch out. And
you know, like versus guitar.
Oh, versus guitar.
You know, well, or versus...
Actually, around that same time...
But you play piano, too, don't you?
Only a little bit. No. I'm actually trying to learn. I wouldn't consider myself a piano player right now, but...
She's being modest. She
yeah,
can play.
I know. She picks up stuff very fast.
Yeah.
But I actually started learning guitar around the same time as fiddle.
Got it.
Just
okay.
a little bit after, but I was starting to want to write music, and it's hard to write music playing fiddle, you know, so I just wanted to learn a few chords, and... that's how that started.
So would you say harmonica and fiddle are your two main instruments?
Yes.
Are there similarities that. Between the two in terms of, I don't know, the scales or, I mean, you know, there comes
know.
My...
I can. They're so different, actually.
They are, okay.
Yeah. People always say, they ask me, you must play accordion if you play harmonica because they're practically the same instrument. But, I mean, I guess in theory, yeah, but, I mean...
It's a whole different instrument.
You know, the muscle memory is completely different. So,
yeah.
But yeah, that's another thing I'd like to learn one day.
Do you do exercises in terms of breath control with harmonica?
I used to. I haven't been practicing as much as I used to, but.
But people do.
People
though.
Do. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you can just like doing scales and. Because I play mainly the chromatic harmonica, so I remember I used to practice all my scales, the chromatic, you know, up and down, back and forth, and all that. So, but I do notice a difference, you know, when I play a lot. I can hold the notes out longer. It's definitely a breath control issue sometimes. Yeah.
And then tell me, there's the chromatic and there is the
diatonic. Right.
Just
It's like a Cajun accordion, so
yeah.
That would be a diatonic harmonica, like the equivalent.
Got it.
A big piano accordion like Philip Gould plays, you know, that would be the chromatic.
Got it. Okay. All right. That's a good reference for that.
Mm-hmm.
Can we get you guys to do another song here live, and then we'll come back and we'll talk with Will a bit.
You want to play your harmonica?
Yeah, let's
as long as we're talking about the harmonica.
Let's play a Christmas song.
Yeah, we're going to play a Christmas
time
song.
To do that.
All right. It's because you guys do have a Christmas release out. So.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah,
oh, so much
nice.
To talk about.
Yeah, this is an original called It Ain't Christmas.
Who wrote this, Will?
It was a collaboration. I came up with the music and my lyrics, and then she added hers on.
Okay.
So.
All righty.
I didn't write hers.
Okay, so this is the onlys.
It ain't Christmas without you, baby. Just like it ain't Christmas without a Christmas tree. So come on over, make yourself nice and warm. We'll decorate the Christmas tree with lights and string popcorn.
It ain't Christmas without the Christmas lights. The red, orange, yellow, green, and blue reflecting in the night. And we could look up in the frosty air to wish upon a shooting star. But I've already got all I need right here where you maybe if we behave, Santa will visit our place. Standing under the mistletoe, that may not be the case. I'll take all the lumps of coal that Santa wants to break. 'Cause when I'm with you, baby, my heart is warm like spring.
Christmas without rum in my eggnog. The fire is going out, so put on another Yuletide log. Mother's in the kitchen making pies out of yams. The whole house is filled with the smell of Christmas ham.
It ain't Christmas without the smell of pine. It's smoke rising from the chimney tops into the wintry sky. And if we're lucky, we'll see snow on our Louisiana ground. I'm ready for the cold, there's so much warmth around. And maybe if we pretend to sleep, we'll catch a glimpse of old Saint Nick sneaking up to our Christmas tree, his arms are full of gifts. But mom's already hold the thing that I wish for the most, a true heart that'll love me dear and hold me close.
That was an original Christmas song by the Onlys. If you're just joining us, my guests in the studio are three of the members. We have Fawn Larson, Will Harrison, and Luke Andrus. It makes you happy. You guys make me happy.
Oh, thank you.
That was a catchy song.
Yeah, you should listen to the recorded version. It's even happier.
With the recorder and your recording, you did it with the recorder?
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying?
I have some demo equipment at home, which is kind of how we're demoing our CD before we record it next year. And we decided, let's give some. I love Christmas songs. So let's give some Christmas songs.
That's cool. Yeah, that's great. So I'm going to jump back to you for a second, Fawn. So the instrument of your voice, when did you start focusing on that?
I guess right around the same time I started playing fiddle and guitar. I'm not really sure why that happened, that it all came about at once, but I didn't used to like singing very much. I hated singing in front of people. And for some reason I just sort of did a 180 and I really wanted to write and sing.
Do you know what got you past that? I mean, you didn't like it because of how you felt?
Yeah, maybe I was just a shy kid or something. And I was in choir, in school.
Yeah.
That was forced, though.
Yeah. And it's also more people. That's right.
Yeah, that's true.
Right, Will. A lot more people.
Yeah, but I'm not really sure why. I guess maybe I started listening to more, different kinds of music and, hearing what the voice could do and just... As you know, I was getting older and, really starting to comprehend lyrics and, how you can put so much meaning into songs.
Yeah.
And
no offense to you other two in here, the singers, but I want to mention something about you with your voice. Because I remember then the second time where I was just taken by you was, and that was with your other band, with Rio Luminos. And it was just the three. It was you and Philip and maybe Gary.
Probably.
But you... You were singing a song, and I remember it wasn't just me, but it was everybody. It was out in Arneville at Nunu's, and it just grabbed everybody in that room. You took us to a whole nother place, and the thing that you talk about with the emotion, that comes through so strongly when you sing.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, I mean, you're somebody who I would encourage, to go see the band, but to go see you sing. because that's a really wonderful experience.
Thank you.
Yeah, that it is. So, Will, music came into your life when? For you as a musician.
Probably around when I was 12. I started on electric bass, actually.
Ah.
Yeah.
Because why?
Everybody played guitar, so... You wanted to be in a band, you had to play something different.
Yeah,
right,
so
Luke?
Pick it
yeah.
up.
Yeah.
Drums.
And did you also have one laying around the house, or you had to go out
no,
and purchase that?
Actually, technically, my aunt bought me an acoustic guitar, and that was during the my Nirvana phase, and so I smashed it because I wanted to be I wanted to be cool.
Yeah, yeah. Do you regret that?
Yeah, because my aunt wasn't very happy with me. But, so I decided I'm going to play bass. It's only four notes. It's only four strings. I can do this.
Yeah. And so that, you did rock bands when you were in high school?
Yeah, a lot of cover and rock bands with, I had a friend that played guitar and a friend that played drums. They're actually brothers.
Okay.
Kind of grew up together playing.
So, when did the, kind of the singer-songwriter part enter into your life?
Well, I've mostly played bass for pretty much every band I've been in, except for one band with Peter Youngblood. He's a singer-songwriter that I'm a big fan of that's local. And I guess probably like 3 or 4 years ago, I just started writing in my room and not really showing anyone. And then I decided to start doing songwriters' nights and stuff like that. Mm. And Fawn is really... encouraged me a lot to you know actually play my songs. So
yeah, did were you nervous the first? I mean, when you first were going to the singer song,
yeah,
because that's putting yourself out there.
Oh yeah, it really is. And when the lyrics are just your heart, then it's just wearing your heart on your sleeve. So.
Yeah, and you got you evidently got some okay feedback that you kept going.
Yeah.
So did the two of you meet through songwriter?
Sort of. We met, I was playing with my friend Joshua Lebreton, and she was playing with Sean Bruce at
the station,
and we met playing a show together, actually.
Okay, all right. And so now, do the two of you, do you write together, or do you come first with the lyrics? How does that process work for you guys?
It's a little bit of everything.
Right. Whenever we first started playing together, I, of course, had all of my songs, and he had all of his songs, and we just sort of collaborated on those. I would play fiddle and harmonica and harmonies, but we've been playing together. I mean, we have an album out, our first album together, but now working on new music, we're starting to collaborate lyrically, and that's really cool because we have very different writing styles, I think.
Yeah.
How so? How are they different?
I think she's more of an abstract lyricist. She likes to paint pictures in your mind, which is beautiful. And I'm more of a storyteller.
Okay.
So it's really cool seeing what happens whenever we put those together.
Yeah.
And our new
stretch
album.
A lot too.
Yeah, definitely.
Really grow when you try to branch out and do new things.
Yeah, and so when do the tune that part of it come in? As you're doing the lyrics, do you each come in with some ideas of a melody or?
What typically happens is one of us will start the song and have the melody, and then we'll add lyrics to it as it goes. But yeah, usually the melody comes at the beginning.
Yeah,
I think it would be hard for me to write a song. Then it would be more like writing poetry, I guess. But I have to have the melody before I can write the lyrics.
Really? Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Is that with you too, Will?
Pretty much.
Yeah. And then the words come along.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah. And we're working on we've written a lot of songs and are going to begin our second album recording next year, probably around February.
So how long of a process has it been thus far? With writing, are they all songs you've been writing like in the last year or two, or do
yes.
you have some from?
Yeah.
Oh, they are. Okay.
Yeah, since we started playing as the Onlys around last November, and a lot of these songs we've been playing for the last year because we started writing them. And, some of them are brand new. I just finished one today. So
okay,
yeah.
Cool.
I didn't even know about that. We do have
another one to check off.
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah, it's getting like complicated because we keep writing new songs
right.
and. You know, after you finish a song, you're like, this is the best song. I want it on the CD, and then you just have to give it time.
That's right.
We're doing that.
Because another
we're doing
best
the demos.
One will come along, doesn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah. Right. And we want feedback from our friends and, you know, fans and family, too. So we're trying to play. We're trying to get some, you know, as many gigs as we can around, just, you know, feeling it out.
Yeah, yeah. Can you do a song from the CD that you're working on right now?
Sure. We'll do a song that I wrote called Do You Realize? And it's not a Flaming Lips cover.
For those of you keeping track up there.
Oops.
So, all right, on this one, we've got Fawn switching guitar. We get to pull out the banjo.
Yeah.
So, all right, when did the banjo come in? Because I first moved here, I didn't always get to see the banjo very often, which I grew up seeing it a lot. How did the banjo come into your life, Will?
Well, I just, when I was writing songs, I do a lot of home demos and stuff like that, and I wanted it to be more than just guitar and vocals, so I started picking up different instruments. I also play the mandolin as well.
Okay.
I've been playing the banjo for about, 3 years now? Yeah, a little bit, like a year before I met Fawn, I started playing banjo. And there are much better banjo players out there, but I do what I can.
That's right. Why not? All right.
I think you're pretty good.
Oh, well, thanks.
All right. Well, here we go. This is going to be off their upcoming next year CD. This is The Onlys.
Do you realize that when I'm in your eyes, there's no other moment than this? And do you really see there's nowhere I want to be? Nowhere else but here. You make me want to stay like a bird. I want to fly away out into the open blue. There's a great open sky between our hearts, and I want to go there with you. I'll never clip your wings, and I want you to dream. I know you want the same for me. There's no such thing as shackles now, love. You just make me feel more free. Everything that once was beyond imagination.
That was the Only's original piece they just did off of their new CD that's currently in process. If you're just joining us, this is The Exchange on KRVS 88.7 FM, or check us out on the web at krvs.org. A lot of great programs on our website, plus a great place to check out everything that's going on in the news internationally, national, regional, and local. And remember, if you don't get a chance to listen to some of your favorite shows or you want to hear them again, you can check out the podcasts on there. And also, it's a great, safe, secure site, so we are listener-supported. So please make sure to check it out and see how you can help support what we do here at the station. My guests today are, three of the members of the Onlys. We have Luke Andrus, who's been on drums, playing his brushes. I like when people play with brushes on the drums. Will Harrison and Fawn Larson. Now, this last year, you did some touring around.
Yep.
And that was that new for you guys to go hit the road, or in the last, couple years you've been doing that?
It was new for the Onlys.
For this band. Did you get to go on any of that, Luke?
No.
You came in after the fact.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah.
Right.
And it's,
you came in before the fact. You right before.
And yeah.
It's difficult.
Yeah.
I work a lot, and so I can't go on tour,
It's a tough thing with a lot of musicians.
Yeah.
You've got your other jobs that you do, too.
Right.
So,
right.
Yeah.
And then we'd have to get a bigger car as well.
Yeah, is it
have to get a caravan.
But that's true. When you look at the logistics of the whole thing and what you have to do. How did you get some of the gigs set up? Did you guys book your own things? Or?
Yeah, we did it all ourselves.
It's a lot of work.
Yeah.
I mean, for people that have never done that before, it's a lot of work, isn't it?
It is a lot of work. And in larger bands, if you're the guy booking, which I am, you get all the blame.
That's right. Yeah.
So luckily, Fawn is very graceful. We didn't have any bad shows, actually.
We really didn't.
We had great shows.
We were really lucky.
What kind of places did you guys perform at?
All kinds of places.
Listening rooms. We played at some restaurants.
Mm-hmm.
Did you do any house concerts at all?
We did one in Boston, but that wasn't part of the tour.
Right. Right, that was just for fun. We went up to visit and played a house show.
Okay.
But, restaurants, coffee shops along
coffee
the tour.
Shops.
Even a hostel / restaurant bar place up way out in the mountains, where
West
you're driving in West Virginia and you're driving and you just think that you've got to be on the wrong road.
Sure,
right.
Sure.
Because there can't be anything out here. And
you
there,
start hearing a Foggy Mountain breakdown.
Yeah. Dueling banjos.
Yeah.
More like.
Yeah.
But then, we got to the little town and it was just so cute and the venue was so cool and the people were so appreciative.
Yeah.
That was a really fun trip. I mean, we love to travel and so, of course, music is a great excuse.
Yeah, to do that. Yeah. How did you find out about the places that you were... booking?
Just research. You see where the other bands that are making money are playing at.
And,
every now and then someone will give you some advice on a place to play.
Check out this. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And we had the sort of route that we wanted to follow and just finding places along that way. We stopped to visit his aunt up in North Carolina. And so we we looked around the cities along the path and sent out lots of emails.
So what was the longest period of time that you were out traveling?
It was about 10 days.
10 days. That was our longest because, we both have our day jobs and that sort of thing.
But that does, I would imagine, I shouldn't say it does because I don't do what you do, but I would imagine, when you get to go out and do periods of time like that, that it can have a great effect on your playing. When you just get to focus on doing gigs instead of the rest of life at that time.
When we came back, a lot of people complimented us too, like, wow, y'all have grown a lot and gotten a lot tighter.
Right.
We heard that several times. So.
Right, yeah.
Did you do any writing while you were doing these things?
Yes, actually.
We did.
We wrote a song about North Carolina that will be on the album.
That's right.
Yeah.
Can you do it? Or is that one not ready yet?
You can do it by yourself.
I'm scared I would not be able to pull it off. It's so new. I haven't practiced it much. Yeah. But it'll definitely be on the album. It's called That Open Road.
Okay.
I wish I had practiced it. I actually thought about it, but then...
Yeah.
Is there another one we can do from that upcoming CD? Or another Christmas one?
The Christmas songs, we did a lot of collaboration on that Christmas album. I don't think we talked about that yet. We, we collaborated with the Rayo Brothers. They're brothers. So it's like perfect. Their voices are so, so good together.
Who else played on that one?
Rachel Baum of the Southern Ears played Peter Youngblood, who we mentioned earlier.
Right. Kevin Scani, right? Did he do some on Ears or no?
Well, he got too busy actually, and we didn't.
Kevin. It's all those hoot nights, you know.
Sorry, I'm not trying to call
mercy,
you out,
you know.
Yeah, he's been busy with the Mercy Boomers.
Yeah, that's right. So. Which is good.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, is there one you can do, even though the collaborators aren't here?
We could play one off of our old album.
Yeah, do that.
If you're okay with that.
Yeah.
What do you want to do? What do you want to play?
Have we ever played Narrow Road?
No, let's do that. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, we're gonna play a good old gospel tune called Narrow Road.
If you check out our YouTube, there's a video of us playing up at my aunt's mountain home. We thought this was an
in North Carolina?
Yeah.
Is that also on your website? Wait, what song is this you're doing?
It's on the website.
It is on the website, yeah.
Yeah, I'm sorry, the name of the song again?
Narrow Road.
Yeah, it is on your website that you've got that YouTube video on.
Oh, you've seen it?
Yeah.
Isn't that
great.
Amazing? His aunt's cabin is incredible.
It's a great view. We should all go and visit your aunt.
We should. Yeah. Road trip. Everyone's invited.
Yeah.
I wonder if your aunt's listening right now. I wonder how she'd feel about that. All right.
Okay. Okay. One, two, three, four.
I know sometimes that life gets tough and you don't know which way to go. Wide is the path that self-destructs, so follow the narrow road. Follow the narrow road, my friend, follow the narrow road. Wide is the path that leads to death, so follow the narrow road. Sometimes in the valleys, friend, we become much afraid. Rest your feet for a moment under the Lord's shade. Follow the narrow road, my friend, follow the narrow road. Wide is the path that leads to death, so follow the narrow road. As the darkness is closing in and we've met the end of this road, we will enter those pearly gates because we follow the narrow road. Follow the narrow road, my friend, follow the narrow road. Wide is the path that leads to death, so follow the narrow road. Follow the narrow road, my friend, follow the narrow road. Wide is the path that leads to death, so follow the narrow road. Follow the narrow road, my friend, follow the narrow road. Wide is the path that leads to death, so follow the narrow road.
All right, that was Narrow Road by the Onlys. In the studio here, we've got Will Harrison, Luke Andrus, and Fawn Larson. I know that wasn't off your, that was off your first CD.
Right.
But the Christmas release that you're working on, or that you did put out, I know people can download it if you go to your website. But how did you decide what songs to do on a Christmas CD? And are they all original, or you have...
No,
they're not. You've got some traditional ones on there, too.
Just yeah. one. Just one is original.
Oh, the one that you already did. That's the only original one.
That's right.
So how did you decide what song? Because there's a lot of Christmas songs out there.
I know.
I would have done them all if I could.
Yeah. I love Christmas music.
Yeah. Do you play them other times of the year? Are you one of those that
No, I'm not that bad.
You reserve it for?
My favorite Christmas album is Bob Dylan's Christmas CD. You can ask Fawn. I put that one on repeat.
Yeah.
And he did actually play that before it was Christmas.
Yeah.
All right, the truth be known. Now, were you on that CD at all, Luke?
Yeah, I recorded on Santa Baby, the It Ain't Christmas, the original, and another Bob Dylan song that we did, but
Must Be Santa.
Yeah, Must Be Santa.
That's the one that
Kevin couldn't make it for. But you know, we'll re-record that vocal track and release it one day.
Yeah.
But that was a fun song.
How did you decide about some of the people that collaborated, about pulling them in? Was it based on the song? Was it based on?
Well, we just, you know, we thought of the people that we enjoy, you know, collaborating with, and those people were the first that came to mind, you know, and then starting to think about what songs we wanted to play, and it was hard. We went back and forth a lot about which ones we wanted to do, because we didn't, it's just a 5-song release, so of course we couldn't do everything.
And we collaborated a little bit, like Peter Youngblood did Oh Holy Night, and that's his favorite Christmas song. So.
That's a beautiful rendition that he did.
Cecil, can we listen? That's the first track on there. Let's listen to that. This is off the Only's, their Christmas release, and this is Peter Youngblood singing on Oh Holy Night.
Yeah, he's singing.
All right. Bit of Oh Holy Night that's on the Only's Christmas release. Luke, since you've known him, talk a bit about Peter. What a great voice that man has, huh?
Yeah. He's one of the most talented songwriters I've ever heard.
No,
period.
Let's say the line that you did say, because that was a good line.
Okay,
one
Peter.
Of the most
Peter is one of the most talented guys that never wants to play, like, ever.
It's not that he doesn't want to play. He just doesn't have motivation to make himself.
He has no ambition. Someone with his talent, with, like, someone else's ambition, he would be
for
the next
music.
Bruce Springsteen.
Yeah.
But he just...
What a great voice.
He's very good.
Basically, I just say, Peter, you're playing this time. And he's like, oh, okay. That's how I get him to play.
Pretty much it. I've gotten him a gig a couple times, or Will, and really, it's if we don't say, hey, you're playing this night, he's like, he'll just
Well, if you're listening, Peter, you are the kind of person that frustrates the heck out of a number of us who don't have those kind of talents.
He needs to hear that.
Take advantage of that. Yeah, that's right, man. Take advantage of those gifts.
We tell him that all the time.
That was absolutely beautiful. That was you, I'm assuming, Fawn, on fiddle?
On fiddle and the harmonies.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And you're on...
I was recording that one.
You recorded that one.
I just couldn't bring myself to put any... I was going to put some mandolin on it, but it was just so beautiful the way it was. I didn't want to destroy the integrity of the song.
Yeah, that was a great recording. So where did you guys record the Christmas CD at?
At my house.
At your house? Yeah. I mean, that's really nice, though, what you can do now with, you know, with your own equipment.
And, right.
It's pretty amazing. Sure. Yeah.
And get that going. So I want people to check out... you can go to theonliesband.com to check out the website. Don't do just the onlies because that's right. That young group of young women.
Yeah.
It's, right?
These 15-year-old prodigies.
Yeah, like playing Celtic music. Yeah. So that's not us.
So make sure you add band on the end of that address, but you can... find out where the band's playing at. You can check out that CD, and you can also keep up to date on what's coming up with your sophomore release, with your second CD.
And that's Onlies, O-N-L-I-E-S, not Y-S.
Right.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Because you did say the plural.
Right.
Of only child. Wait, who's the only child?
I'm the only child.
You're the only child. That's right.
I'm the only son.
And you're the only. How many siblings do you have?
Two. I have two sisters.
Are you an only at all, if anything, Luke?
I'm the only youngest child of seven.
No, are you the youngest, though?
I'm the youngest of seven, yes.
You've got stories, don't you?
Plenty. I've been blamed for plenty of stories
as well. I bet you have.
Yeah. Gary is also an only child, so.
Right.
Oh, that's right. Gary Newman is, too.
Yep.
Oh, yeah, so that really works. Okay. Have you ever written a song about...
About being an only child?
Yeah.
I never have. I mean, my songs are probably influenced by the fact that I'm an only child. No, I never have, though.
Yeah, there you go. Work on that.
Lots of song ideas. Star Trek references.
That's right. Yeah. And those two might come together.
Oh, yeah, that's a good idea. We'll give you credit for that one.
That's right. They might come in the same one. And I do know, you know, people can check you out. I know you've got a gig coming up in Alec, and then you're going to be back here Saturday night in town in Lafayette. And again, check out the website, theonliesband.com. The new CD that you have coming up, that you're working on, is there a theme that's kind of working its way through that?
It seems like Louisiana and Lafayette is very prevalent in our songwriting on this CD, except for the Open Road song.
Right.
We have a song about the Crowley Rice Theater.
Right, yeah, we have.
Have you played there?
I've played there for a wedding, actually.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, and
it's a beautiful venue. That's
an interesting song that is going to be on the CD. It's called John Mercy, and it's about the how that theater is supposedly haunted. I just, you know, it's talking about our differences in songwriting. That's actually... a song that I wrote. It tells the story all the way through, and I'm really proud of that one because usually I write about emotions.
Abstracts. So, I mean, that's a story song.
It's a story song.
That's a great song.
Yeah.
We have another one called Sheriff Shuffle. That's about running from the law, and we start in Lafayette, and then we go all over the place and come back to Lafayette.
So where did that come from?
Actually, that's a great question. We were playing at the Blue Moon with Billy and
Pat Sylvest.
Pat and all them. And Billy had a song that was just about trying to break out of jail, and it was he's so inspiring. He's got a great, like, old-timey bluegrass voice, and he's an amazing banjo player. And I went home that night, and I wrote the song because I was just so inspired by him.
Yeah, so that's where... Now, do you write at all, Luke? Do you write music?
Yeah, a little bit, but I need a theme, like I need a frame. Okay. To write. You know, when I was in the blues band, it was a little easier for me to write because I play guitar, but I'm really terrible at it. I did it to impress women, and it...
And now he's got a woman, so...
Yeah, and she knew I was doing it to impress her, so she's got a bad taste in her mouth. She's like, that has no effect on me.
Yeah,
so I was like, well, then why do I need guitar? But it's easy for me to write. I prefer to write short stories and poems. So if I have, like, a framework, then I can write a narrative song in a blues style or in a folk style.
Got it.
So, okay. Yeah, I mean, I'd love to contribute, one of these days.
But, yeah.
but I haven't written any that we've played.
Yeah. Okay. Well, you've got some good company here for
absolutely.
Writing. So,
absolutely.
You what instrument do you write on? Well,
Mostly guitar.
Okay. All right.
It depends. If it's a more banjo-driven song, I might start on the banjo.
All right. Well, folks, we're at the end of the hour here. We're gonna go out listening to another Christmas tune to Santa Baby.
Yeah.
That is on the Only's Christmas release they did. I want to thank Luke Andrus, Will Harrison, and Fawn Larson for coming on today.
Thanks for having us.
Oh, yeah, it's been great.
Thank you.
Merry Christmas.
That's right. Merry Christmas, everybody. Check out theonliesband.com. Have a good holiday and good week.
Saturday night at midnight for the Diamond Sea, a weekly mixtape featuring the best of independent music from the 80s, 90s, and today. Here on 88.7 KRVS, public radio for Acadiana.
Explore the wide range of musics from throughout the world every week here on Earthbeat. Cecil Doyle bringing you classics, field recordings, and the latest sounds.